We know from the Gospel, brethren, that there were more than this one instance in which our divine Lord cast out devils, people who were possessed by them. Something that in the New Testament, after Christ, seemed not to be a common thing. At least not in for many centuries ago. But today, once again, the devil is in possession, or obsessing anyway, untold numbers of people. It is a veritable plague of society today, this demonic obsession. I know well, because as most of you are aware, for years now, I have been almost besieged at times by people seeking help in this matter. Because they cannot get it from their, get any sympathy or help from their bishops or parish priests, they come to me, a traditional priest, bishop. As I say, it is a veritable plague on society. Why? Well, the immediate or proximate reason is because of the prevalence of witchcraft. Not mere idle superstitions that have always been a common in society, although very dangerous. I mean, like having charms, rabbit speed or amulets or something like that. But people practicing demonic rites, witchcraft, one form or another. Using the Ouija board, or playing games that have demonic overtones to them. Dungeons and Dragons, things like that. As I say, the witchcraft that has become so prevalent in the last generation is the immediate proximate cause for so many people being obsessed by, attacked by, or even under the control of evil spirits, devils, demons. But the root condition for it is, the root reason for all this, is the sad state of the Catholic Church. Yes. The loss and the setting of the sun of Catholicism in the world. The taking away of the true Mass above all. It was such a bulwark against satanic manifestations of this kind. And the loss of true sacraments. Many people, victims of this, perhaps because they have not been validly baptized. There are two main kinds of demonic obsession. That's a general word for unnatural, because I say everyone is tempted internally anyway, by the devil at one time or another. Temptations to sin that can come not only from the weakness of our fallen human nature, but from the devil himself. But when it comes to extraordinary or supernatural, or rather preternatural attacks of the devil, these are which are commonly called obsession. There are two main kinds. Simple obsession, in which one is attacked from without himself, I mean from not from inside, but without, from externally, and such as in the case of either houses being haunted, possessed, so-called poltergeist, or people themselves being attacked and their passions aroused, not only by, as they say, by the ordinary temptation of the devil, but in ways that that are quite abnormal. Obsession, as I say, general obsession, or there's the classic case of possession, in which the devil is, has control of the person from within, so that he can even speak through a person or exercise extraordinary superhuman power in a person. One man I exercised years ago was able to lift, and he wasn't a particularly big man, he was able to lift a 400-pound statue. He was able to lift a tractor off the ground. These people, these are cases of people being absolutely possessed from within by the devil. In the cases of places being obsessed or haunted by the devil, over the years, this is so common that here in Connecticut alone, over the years I have perhaps exercised as many as 100 houses. Most of them, thank God, successfully. Otherwise, exorcisms are not infallibly successful. So many things can determine whether an exorcism is going to be successful or not, with the disposition of the people who are receiving the exorcisms. But in any case, I've had better success in exorcising houses, places that are obsessed, than people who are themselves either possessed by the devil or obsessed here too from without. Anyway, as I say, in most cases, these are people who have been involved or mixed up with the occult, if not taking part in witchcraft themselves. The Ouija board is probably the most common means of getting possessed, who are otherwise victims, mysteriously, of curses put upon them, hexes put upon them, even without their own, as I say, otherwise being involved in witchcraft or superstitions. Anyway, the only remedy for demonic obsession is, of course, Almighty God, prayer. Many people have recourse to soothsayers of one kind or another, people who themselves are spiritists or involved in reading palms or something like that, to free them from their demonic obsession. And this is like having recourse to the devil himself to cast out Satan. The Lord tells us in the Gospel today, if Satan cast out Satan, then his house is divided. No, that only makes their problems worse. It's only recourse to the true God, and most of the time the true Catholic Church, that can deliver people from their obsessions or possessions. The Church has two kinds of exorcism to help poor victims like this, a simple one and a solemn one. The simple one is given to, in the cases of simple obsession, places or people being obsessed, attacked from without by evil spirits, and the solemn exorcism, which can only be given to those who are possessed by the devil from within. And an exorcism is basically a matter of prayers, on the one hand, begging and beseeching Almighty God to drive out the devil or the number of devils that may be in a place or a person or attacking him or her, and at the same time employing intercession of the Blessed Mother and the saints to, by their prayers, to drive the devil away. And on the other hand, exorcism is a matter of charging the devil to depart in the name of God and this, the Blessed Mother and of Christ, of course. Be gone, Satan. In the traditional Roman ritual, there are the appointed prayers of the Church for both simple and solemn exorcism. So, for yourselves, avoid anything that smacks of witchcraft or even superstition. And the simplest thing is, can be the occasion for the devil having access, getting his foot in the door, such as having superstitious objects, witches hanging from the kitchen or from a door, or some of these games that I mentioned can be occasions for people becoming obsessed or possessed. Even rock music has been the occasion for people getting possessed by the devil and committing suicide, as many do these days, especially younger people. There was one instance in which a young man took all his rock records and cast them into a fire. And when he did so, he heard voices screaming like they were coming from hell. He took off and ran for the house. Rock music is devil music. Just like the television itself is devil vision. Have recourse to the sacramentals, not superstitions. Superstitions, rabbit's foot, amulets, charms of one kind or another, those are the devil's counterparts of Catholic sacramentals. No. Wear your scapular, your brown scapular, miraculous metal, or other metals. These, most importantly, as I say, the brown scapular, and otherwise, the daily rosary is your best protection against the devil having access to you in this way, too.